Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, I'm actually, for the second week in a row, coming to you from my home in Los Angeles. Hi, everybody. Are you ready for church? Everybody tells me I listen to you every Sunday. It's my going to church. Well, welcome to church. We've got a good one today. First of all, I want to remind everybody about our next webinar. I'm upside down, inside out, and squeezed with joy about this webinar. Because usually I don't sit down and channel a lot of the information until the day before or even the day of, but they woke me up already, and you are going to want to be at this webinar, guys. It's spirituality in the brain. Why do we do all the things? Why is it important? Why does it work? All the things that the channel has given us over the years to try and open our minds to and prove to us through doing, which hopefully most of you are, so that you really get a sense of why we're doing what we're doing. So charged about this. It's August 28th from 7 to 9. Of course, you can sign up at IMD Wallace. You can sign up from the eBlast. You're going to want to be there. If you want to empower yourself, and look, I'll tell you a few things that are going on in my life. It's just mind-blowing. So one thing we're going to get clear about is, you know, for those of you that have the sheets that are now 30 years of channeled information, on sheet one, there is what we call the cocktail. And it talks about, I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation descending out of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the hole. I am the charge that creates. So you want to fine-tune your charge and make sure that it's being broadcast in the most powerful way if you want your creation to be manifested in a powerful way. So it's August 28th. Please join us. Please join us. Please join us. This is breaking open. I'm just in a place, guys, of where all the information is just absolutely bursting, busting, exploding through into more clarity. So today, I want to talk about synchronicity. We all love synchronicity most of the time. What is synchronicity? First of all, it's when things line up to coincide, right? It's spontaneous order, flow. Everything kind of works out. Everything falls into place. When our lives are in synchronicity, usually they're easy, right? We've all experienced it. We all love it when our lives work that way. Well, it's not something that just happens. Literally, our brains are attuned to the same frequencies as the planet. Now, is everything, let me test this because this just came in. Yes, as everything, you can attune to the positive or you can tune to the chaos and the negative. Those of you who are interested in what's going on in the country, you better attune yourself to the frequencies that you want. Otherwise, you're saying you want one thing, but you're attuning to the negative frequencies, which will bring more of those into fruition for you. When we resonate, they're stopping me. First, what is a tune? When we attune ourselves, we adjust to harmony. We bring into accord whatever it is we're focused on. When we resonate with universal love, wellness, abundance, our brains literally fire together in communication with the universe. So, again, can you, and yes you can, enter into the brain state of the universal mind? And all that means is you connect with the one mind. So those of you that are sitting there going, well, how do I do that? You do that by first choosing to do that and directing yourself by stating, I am one with the universal mind. Now, I would suggest right now anyway that we all add, I am one with the universal mind of love. Okay. So this is what they've had me doing the last couple of days when I've been taking my gratitude walk. Is, wow, thank you, Dee, and thank you, God, for creating that beautiful bird together. Thank you that I helped create this amazing blue sky I'm looking at. Thank you that I was a part of the creation of this home that I love to live in. Thank you that I was a part of creating this amazing body that has its own ability to heal itself, so that we start really moving into the experience that we're one with the creative force. Now, information, when we do that, when we truly bring ourselves into that state, and you know, guys, you can use it, meditation, you can use tapping, you can use Zen, you can use breathing. But you have to choose to enter the state first. You have to choose and then take action, even if it's, and it's so simple. Let's try it right now. Everybody just close your eyes and take a breath and move into the state of love. And just feel all the energy around you. The magnificence of all the possibilities that you're in right now. That's connecting with the universal mind. And when we do that, information flows between all levels of reality so that you can reach out, ask, and grab information. That information is just delivered to you, that you literally feel like you expand within yourself, and you, and they have proven this, can perceive the world without any of your six senses. It's quite simple. It's quite amazing. But again, guys, we have to choose to do it. Just take a breath, drop into your heart, and allow yourself to move through all the energy around you. Feel it. Be it. Ah, it's delicious. It's just delicious. Okay, so again, when you fall into that state and you are in alignment, in attunement, and resonating with love around any and all possibility that's out there, then the universe just says okay, and it begins to conspire to bring all things that resonate and are attuned to you while you are in that state. Okay, so I know a lot of you don't know the world of acting very much, but I'm telling you, I just, and again, out of the blue, have an offer for my fifth film in 1 year. It's pretty unheard of in my business. And it's because I'm incorporating all the things that we're going to teach you on the webinar, and that the channel has brought you, that you know already, but you don't have a full understanding of. That's what the webinar is going to be about. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes. All right. Let's make this one a heck of a show. We're coming together and claiming I am, and I am connected to, I am part of the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. And we're going to start with Miss Kathy in Seattle. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
So, I guess I would ask the channel, how can I have some of that?
Well, and the channel would say, tune into the webinar. Guys, you have all the you have all the answers. You have all the answers. You just, there's a part of you that's going, yeah, I know it's all about love. Yeah, I know I have to keep my focus and hold my focus. And yeah, you know, but there's a part of you that dismisses it as the answer. And if you dismiss it as the answer, it's like being in a screwed up relationship with someone who's slightly abusive to you. And you go out and you have a glass of wine with your girlfriend, and you talk about it, and you know you should leave, and you know you should get out, but you keep staying. That's what most of us are doing with the creation process. We know it. We've been taught it. But part of ourselves go, yeah, but I'm just going to hold on to the old stuff. So let's see where the biggest place is you're falling out, Kathy. Sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. Okay, and they're taking me to Hamilton. Is it the regular message? Yeah. There's a part in you that says, what's the use? It's too late. I've missed my shot. Can you identify that place in you? So, again, why is it important to know that it's never too late, Kathy? Why is it important? You tell me.
Because there's no end is what I get.
Well, yeah, and you see, you guys want an end. It's human nature to want an end. So can you accept there is no end and you just get to create forever? Isn't that more exciting than, oh, let me create everything and then I can die because I've done it?
Right.
Isn't it more exciting to think you can expand and expand and expand and expand? You never miss your shot, guys. And I can tell you that's come up a lot in the private sessions I've been doing with the people who have done Focus, Fun, and Fruition. What's the use? It's too late. What's the use? I don't know how. And I'm too old to learn. Or I don't want to go learn, or whatever. So when you go into that space with the universal mind, there is no beginning or end. Can you feel that?
Right. Actually, I've had that. That thought has come up several times. And,
okay.
And so the other question is, what does that have something to do with this tooth issue that keeps recurring, but it changes teeth?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna know on that. Is that the right question? Everybody's balanced? Yeah. The tooth issue has to do with sheets. Give me a song.
I'm looking at a thing that says the James Gang.
The what?
It's a album cover with the James Gang and a longhorn cow on the front of it.
Well, when I say the word Western, what comes up for you?
Western. Cowboy.
Okay. So something's reminding you of a big past life issue. Of a lifetime. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Of a lifetime that you played out. Hold on. And they're showing me a cowboy on a horse roping. Wow, this is pretty far out there. But, you know, I have total trust in my channel. So you're roping this steer. And he pulls you off. Now, it's interesting because the horn doesn't go through your face, but that's what the okay. Good God, this is a long way around to this. But it has to do with you feeling like, oh, I have control. I have control. Shit, I don't have control. And not having control equals death for you. And that's what it's bringing up for you. Are you clenching your teeth at night?
No, I don't clench my teeth. But actually, what you just said is exactly what I went through yesterday.
Okay. Well,
it's like I was
thank
feeling
God.
Good. I'm in control. Things are going really well. And then all of a sudden, this funky thing happened, and I thought I was still in control, and then I was out of control, and it's like,
you're
why are
never
people
out
trying
of
to kill
control,
me?
Kathy. You're never out of control. You're never out of creation, the control of your own creation.
Okay.
So what happened was you went into reaction, and the more you went into reaction, the more you lost control, and that's what really freaked you out.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So that's what it's about, and I think you are clenching your teeth from what I'm hearing. You know, most of us do it at night and don't even know it.
Hmm.
So, you know, you can buy little mouth guards at the CVS or whatever. You might try that and see if it helps. But also, I am always in control of my own destiny. I am always in control of my own destiny, because that's what you're remembering.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That makes total sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Well, that was an interesting, I love you too, baby, interesting start to the show. Joellen in Indianapolis.
Hi.
You're on, babe. Hi, sweetheart.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I am I'm dealing with procrastination, and I need to find how to get out of this funk and how to move forward.
Okay, well, you can't get out of the funk until you start taking action. And taking action is the antithesis of procrastination.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you have kids?
No.
All right. Well, if you had a kid and the kid said, well, I just can't do my homework, you'd say, you're going to sit down and you're going to do your homework. That's your job. That's what you do. But you're not doing that with yourself, Joellen. So,
well,
what are you putting off?
Doing lesson plans.
Well, isn't that interesting that they took me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, there's a part of you that really fights that because you actually teach better without doing it. So if you look at it from the point of view of, okay, this is just an exercise I have to do for them. You know, this is just part of the game. It's like auditioning. I know I can frickin' act, right? But I have to go through the hoops of auditioning because that's the way the game's played. When you're a teacher, you make lesson plans. That gives them the illusion that they're in control of keeping their teachers and everybody functioning well. That's just part of the game. So you can resist the game, or you can play the game and make it a lot easier for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. So they keep showing me Nike, just do it.
Okay.
And
do you think hypnotists will all, like finding a hypnotist will help me also? There's
nope.
got to be something on the subconscious level.
Nope.
Okay.
You're just got your middle finger up, baby. And you're going, I'm not that. Yeah, well, you could feel that, couldn't you, when I said that?
I think it's funny.
Well, it's funny, but it's keeping you stuck. And when we procrastinate, guys, when we don't make a decision, when we don't complete what we're called to complete, that creates stress and anxiety. That breaks your body down. That, you know, leads to possible health problems. It takes you out of love and joy, which are the two states where you enter into attunement and resonance with the universal mind. If you would just say okay and ask all the universe to come in and help you, you could sit down and do it in an hour and get on with your life.
All right.
Get over
yourself,
woman.
Do you
have any
particular angels that you think are the best to call upon?
No, sweetheart. I just, you know, I always go to the executive producer. Now, you can call the executive producer God. You can call it the one mind. You can call it universal love, you know. But the point is, Joellen, you haven't even asked because you've said, I don't want to do this. And as long as you're saying, I don't want to do this, so I'm going to put it off, no, nothing in the universe can come forward to help you. Do you understand? That's what they mean by ask and you receive. And you receive. Not put your middle finger up and you receive. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby cakes. All right, guys. God helps him who helps himself, right? You got to come forward for yourself. Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dee, how are you?
Fabulous.
I have to tell you, I'm traveling, and I just turned on the TV last night very briefly. and there you are giving a monologue. I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. And then next thing I know, you're getting shot between the eyes and you drop dead and I never see you again.
Oh, you were watching Shooter.
Is that a movie or I didn't know if it was
no,
a movie or
a
TV show.
No, it's a series. It's a series.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was a. It was a really, really great scene.
Yeah, I wanted to see more, and I'm like, darn. And then nobody's rendering first aid. You know?
Well, darling, you can see me pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
What's up, Phyllis? What's up?
Oh, not much. I just had an interesting trip up to Denver this weekend, and just working on my creative project, and
You're not asking the universe to come in. Well, now they want me to change those words. Now that we have the understanding of being one with the universal mind, you've got to enter into that oneness with the universal mind and then ask for the universal mind to attune and resonate to what you want through the force of love.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Okay. Guys,
okay,
you gotta
got
ask. You're not gonna receive if you don't ask. If you go to the grocery store and you stand there in front of the clerk with nothing, she's gonna look at you and go, "What do you want?" And you guys are standing there going, "I don't know, tell me what to buy." It doesn't work that way. The universe is down. No, you tell me what you want to buy. Because I can't resonate with you and bring it to you if I don't know. And by the way, most of you are bringing me broccoli when you really want asparagus. So be clear about what you want to buy from me. And then I can bring it to you. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All right. Thank you, madam.
Great. Thanks, Dee.
Bye. Oh, my goodness, you guys. Miss Sandy, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
How goes it today?
It's going great. Thank you.
Sounds good. So, I have good news to share about the Focus Phone and Fruition program, and it's a couple of things, actually. So somebody earlier said they wanted a dose of whatever you had, and I feel like I've definitely gotten a dose of it through that program.
Thank you.
More to come, but like I shared with you on that last private, I just want to share with everybody, I have this smile on my face much of the time now that I just know this deep
great
joy that I've never known before, I think. And anyway, so it's all been great. And whoever isn't participating, when it's offered again, I would highly recommend it. And after the private on Wednesday, I had a great day. But then Thursday and Friday, I got that spiritual volume feeling again. Like, I think I was just processing stuff. But I was so in such a place that I just had to stop and let life go by. And it was really good. And it feels to me like it was related to the private session. So thank you.
Well,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And it was. And it's that's what it feels like when you start aligning and your life starts being easy. It really is like kind of, you know, guys, I want to choose to live in Zen, not have to go in and out, right? Now, we're on a physical plane, so we get our challenges, for sure. That's why the greatest souls choose to come here.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as of yesterday, I felt like I was acclimating more, where I had that feeling really most of the day, but I was able to be functional while I was in it.
Yep.
So it was really cool. And yeah, so anyway, I feel like I'm finding my sea legs in this new place where I've journeyed with you on this
program. It's exciting,
isn't it, Sandy?
It's awesome. Really exciting.
Yeah. So, and I think that's just that it's becoming this new way of life, which is the bigger goal.
Yep.
But then the fruition part ties to where when we were doing the Think and Grow Rich, and you had encouraged whoever wanted to pick a dollar amount that we would bring into manifestation over a couple of months. And my amount wasn't really super big. It was just I just wanted to set the mark at $2,000, an extra $2,000 to come forth. And my date was the end of August. And already, even like towards the end of July, I had $4,000 showed up. So I doubled it, as I shared with you, to be $8,000. We did the session. And then I have a question for you because I think it's come in, but I want to be I don't know, people get hung up on technicality sometimes, but it feels to me like it showed up. We finished our session. I walked down the hall, and the realization came to me that we, my husband and I, had filed an extension on taxes. We did the taxes last weekend, and we're getting $7,000 back. And I'm like, that feels like it to me because it feels like money that's showing up like that we weren't really planning on.
Well, of course
so like,
that's
like that,
of
that
course it
is here. So now, I just this morning, I was like $16,000, like feels comfortable, feels doable, but I am going to, I'm setting that one, and I'm doing over 2 more months. That feels good to me instead of, I mean, I guess I could leave it at August, but for whatever reason, it feels, everything feels just like this peaceful feeling that I get when I know I'm where I'm supposed to be if I say $16,000 in 2 months. So I've set another goal, and it's super exciting. And I just wanted to share that because I feel like it can be anyone's. It can happen for any of us.
Well, the formula is a formula is a formula, as we will, you know, talk about on the webinar. But you're right. And what the channel wants you to hear is the universe knows no limitation. So creating 16 in 2 months is the same thing as creating 2,000 in whatever time limit you gave yourself. It's the same thing. The principle is the same thing. Sometimes when we start achieving our goals, then we start moving out of the resonance with the universal mind and moving into, I'm going to prove I can do this. So just care that you really want to hold yourself in the resonance and attunement with the universal mind of love around this amount of money you want to create. And then feel into that oneness where all of that is. And then ask or state that you're in resonance. Okay, so everybody just think $16,000 in 2 months. That's what I want. Now I'm entering into that state of consciousness where I am one through love with the universal mind. And I'm literally in every possibility that's swimming out there that resonates with that. Just bring that to me. Okay? You know this, otherwise you wouldn't have created it. So, you know, but I want you to know it consciously, Sandy, so that you can.
I think what is being shown to me right now is that I do know it, but sometimes by default, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. I may find myself in that old way, but this new way already feels so much easier that is such a catalyst to, I just want to stay there because it's so
easy. You bet. You bet. Now,
it's like magic.
It is. it's like magic because we haven't understood the principle, so we think it's just something magical that happens. But in essence, it's the magic of you allowing it to happen by getting yourself in alignment and attunement and resonance with the one mind.
Yeah, and I'm seeing just this vastness of the ocean and the water and, like, hands just scooping money out and, like, whatever is taken out, there's so much that it's not even noticed that it's
gone. Sure, guys.
Yeah.
And what happens when we go into that state, there's an information flow between all levels of reality and us. And that information flow is where the creation is. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing all of that, Sandy. So appreciate
it. Thank you to you and the channel, D.
And yippee for you. Thanks, baby.
All right. Much love. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, Miss Julia in Florida. Whoops. There you are. Hi, honey.
Here I am.
There you
Hi,
are.
Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Wherever I go, there I am, right?
Yeah, that's right, baby. What's up?
I'm really struggling with trusting myself, trusting God, the universe, that everything's going to be okay.
Could I suggest that you use I'm being challenged instead of struggling? Because anything you say in connection with I am is a very strong direction to your energy. So when you say I am struggling, your brain will focus on struggling and give you more of it. Do you understand, Julia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what are you being challenged with? What's putting you into fear?
I was married for 30 years and then divorced. So it's like, you know, my whole life is kind of flip-flopped. And so it's finding my identity in the world, figuring out my place. I was a stay-at-home wife, so finding employment. So it's like everything is just kind of all at once, like God starting over.
You get to be reborn while you're still alive. How exciting is that?
Well,
but that's what they're saying to you is you have to choose a new perspective, honey. You can choose, oh my God, this is horrible and I'm a victim and I'm scared and I don't know what I'm doing. Or you can choose, this is exciting. I get to find a whole new me. I get to express my freedom in a whole new way.
Okay.
So then it's going to help you a lot if you can move into this oneness with the universal mind and instead of fear, bring yourself into resonating with love around what you want. Now, they're saying you're kind of like somebody in deep water now, splashing around trying to stay afloat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help you create what you want. You have to bring yourself into this calmness, knowing that the universe literally is there to help you in every way. And you have to be clear about what you want. So the channel is suggesting that you sit down and write a list of everything that you want to create. And write it in, like, I am creating this much money a month. I am creating that money by using these talents that I have. I am creating a body that is healthy and filled with energy so I can meet these things. And by the way, I'm open to money coming to me in any way, shape, or form possible. I don't have to work hard for it, but I'm willing to work for it, doing something that I love. Sit down and make a list and make sure health is on there, because a lot of people forget it, of everything you want. And then move into the state of love and feel and experience that oneness with the universe, and ask the universe to resonate with that. Draw it to you, in other words, Julia. Now, that doesn't mean, guys, that you're not willing to take action when the universe creates an opportunity for you. That doesn't mean, you know, no, here's a job, and it's a job that I like to do. I mean, there's a couple of things I don't like about it, but the universe has brought me a job, but I'm just going to sit here and wait for the lotto. That's not what it means. You can bring the lotto in too, but you have to say yes. When you ask for the opportunities, you have to say yes, guys.
Awesome.
Okay, you got it?
Okay, I got it.
All right, now you have to put it into practice, Julia, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, Katie, New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
Well, what everybody else is talking about. I got a job, and it's a nice job. But yes, and I'm very grateful for the job.
Well, now see, my pendulum goes to no when you say that.
That I'm grateful for the job?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm grateful to have, I mean, it's convenient and it's an income. So I am happy I have an income. I think I can get and deserve a better income, but I'm still happy to have money flowing in.
Yes. You're happy to have the money flowing in, and you're not happy about the job.
Okay. That's what it said. Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering, is something going on like with money and, say, my creativity? Is that something that's linked for me? Like, I guess when I do more things that I feel passionate about or creative about, you know, is that a, for me particularly, is that?
Yes, except but Katie, you don't believe that. If you do what you're passionate about and what you love, you don't believe you'll make the money. And that's why you're never happy with the job that you have, because you're taking the jobs that you don't want, because you have a belief that if you go out and live your passion, you're not going to make the money.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I find myself, so say, for example, I want to do, like, baking, and I want to learn decorating cakes and stuff like that. And even for ingredients, I might tell myself, well, I don't really have enough money to buy all the things I need to make the stuff. So it's like, well, it's deterring me a little bit, you know, because it's like you need so many things, but I think I should just start with what I got just to get into
Absolutely.
The mojo. To get into
Absolutely, even if it's M&Ms and Reese's Pieces and all that stuff. Absolutely. And what they're saying is, okay, I'm seeing this. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to talk to the channel there for a minute. Go to your job and then ask around and say, look, I want to come in and just shadow what you do. Find somebody that you respect and go, you know, you don't have to pay me. I just want to come in and learn. Even if it's 2 hours on a Saturday or an hour after you get off at work or whatever, get out and start living your passion whatever way you can.
Got it.
That's what build it and they will come. That's what it means.
Believe it or not, I did that. I went to a chocolate place, and I told I'm passionate about it and everything, and I told I know what I know how to do, and she said, you know, she doesn't have time to train anybody or...
Oh, okay. So that's one place.
Right. But it's other. I reached out to a couple of places.
Well, keep reaching out. Okay. Now that you're clear about why you're doing it, see, but you keep getting confused about liking the job and making the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to love the job because it's bringing you in the money so that you can become solvent so you can do what you love. And while you're loving that job for doing that,
mm-hmm.
go into that space with the universal mind and go, God, I'd love to work with somebody who can really teach me.
Okay.
And were you willing to do it for nothing, by the way?
Yeah, I was. I didn't know on that. No, I didn't ask the lady to pay me. I reached out to two chocolate tears.
But you wanted that. And
I wanted to get the experience because I needed to learn more about chocolate, you know, like storing it and different things like that. So I wanted to, I didn't ask them to pay me.
All right, let's get clear, guys. You can ask verbally, and then you can want it energetically.
Okay.
And the universe communicates more on reading energy. Ask any baby. The universe creates more on reading your energy than it does what you verbally say. And I can tell you that. As an actor, I probably could say I love you with 50 entirely different intentions underneath it.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you start getting yourself in joy and alignment with that, Katie, and you will draw the right person to you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. All right.
Thank you.
Good questions. Oh, we're getting some nice discernment here. Jennifer?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You're on. I can.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm listening to everyone else. It's great information. My question is, did I fall out of alignment with this whole wedding family debacle last weekend?
Yes.
I did. Okay.
But you knew that, otherwise you wouldn't have asked the question.
Right. And I'm sitting with my pendulum, am I switched? No. Am I aligned and in all chakras moving in the right direction?
Do you have your pendulum right now?
I can, very quickly, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So get yourself balanced.
Okay.
So just say, I continually held myself in the state of love.
I continually held myself in the state of love, and I get a no.
Okay. That's really all you had to ask.
Okay.
Because, like I showed you all last week, when you hold yourself in the state of love and enter back into that by choice, then what you're experiencing takes on totally different frequencies and vibrations. So you use as an excuse to fall out of the state of love?
Not much reciprocation from my family for 5 years.
Okay.
Yes.
They ain't ever going to give it to you, Jennifer. You know that.
Right.
And so you let yourself go down by not receiving an expectation that you knew you weren't going to receive.
Right.
Okay.
I wish I could quit that. I really tossed and turned about going to this wedding. I really was
You were setting yourself up before you ever got there.
Right.
Instead of going, I don't give a flying freaking thing about how they're going to react to me. I am going to take love into this experience. And no matter what they do, I'm just going to sit there and go, well, I love you anyway. Yep, I know. I hear I'm a jerk and I have these weird beliefs. I'm going to love you anyway. Yeah,
right.
I hear you don't appreciate anything I've done for the last 5 years. I'm going to love you anyway. And that's what doesn't make sense to our brains.
Right.
But that's what keeps our lives in the creation of the life we want. So you either buy it or you don't buy it. But you will buy it after the webinar because they explain from a scientific point of view why this all works. So what was your last question?
Well, my question is, so, and I do agree with you. I agree with everything you're saying. I just would like to, you know, I can't seem to forgive myself for
bull hockey.
That's
bull hockey.
I don't know why I did. You know, part of me really wanted to go. Part of me really didn't want to go.
Yeah,
that's
and
the
right
part.
There. Stop right there. That's what we're all going through in different places of our life. I want this, and I don't want this. I have an angel on this shoulder, a devil on that shoulder. The only thing that's fighting me is myself, not the world, not the people who don't appreciate me, me. And that's why they want us to get ourselves integrated as one complete whole. And this is more your teenager, by the way, than your little girl, my love.
I would believe that, yeah.
So start working with your teenager and get her to follow your direction now. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
wonderful.
Sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Soroyan in Connecticut, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to take your call. Woo!
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. Just give me what you got for me. I won't even resist.
No, you got to ask a question.
Okay, so my question is, I am moving. I have not found where to move to, but I am packing up and not staying where I'm at currently. Do you see a time frame on that move?
Well, it can be within a week, they said, except that you've got to be open to that possibility. Right now, you're feeling like this is something that somebody else is making you do that you don't have a choice about.
Right.
But the choice of the creation of finding a beautiful place is yours.
Yes.
Okay. No, our choice of creation is always ours. Whether, you know, your house burns down, which is what's going on with so many people out here, whether you know, you have to find a more affordable place to live, whether it blows away in a tornado, the choice of the new creation is still yours. And you can't move into the power of working with the universe until you know it's your choice. Because not knowing it's your choice puts you in fear, baby. And then we're victims, then we become victims to our surroundings, and we go, well, somebody's got to help me. I don't know what I'm going to do. But instead of, all right, I do know what I want to do. I'm going to write down everything I want in this new place. I'm going to feel love around it. I'm going to move into that consciousness that I'm one with the universal mind. And I'm going to ask for it to be brought to me. And then I'm going to stay in my knowing. And if that, you know, if that means getting on the internet, getting in the local papers, looking to see where what's available and stuff. You can take all those actions, but not until you connect with the universal mind that's going to bring them to you.
Okay.
Do you understand clearly what your job is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My job right now is to clearly ask for what I want and stand in the knowing of receiving it and knowing it by love.
And move into that connection of the one mind where all the possibilities are.
Ooh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Is there anything else? So, guys, thank you. Thank you so much, Saroyan. You can do this.
Thank you.
Just whatever comes up with, well, this is, I don't know if this is going to, you know, just go, no, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do it and see what happens, just like Sandy did.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay. Thank
so,
you.
Guys, let's come together. Boy, Darlene, I almost got to you, baby. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Let's come together and balance everything that we've heard on the show today. We're invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. We're invoking the violet flame and the golden light. I am, say it with me, I am divine love. I am one with the universal mind of love, where all possibilities are open to me. And so it is. All right, guys, another great, awesome, incredible show. Join me for the webinar August 28th, Spirituality in the Brain. Get empowered. You want to really get empowered, this is the one to do. Let's say it together until we meet again. I love me. I love me. I love me, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.